Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to a Friday episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Lesher.
Matt Lesher.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
So excited to be in town.
It is so nice to have you in the town.
Heard a lot about this
we were
town.
Just talking about the movie that we did with you, Teacher of the Year, which is still available on Netflix.
Is it really?
Yeah, I think it is.
It's pretty good. It should be on Netflix.
Why are our voices getting
you
so
got our voices getting so fantastic. Keegan-Michael Key's in it. He's great.
This is the comic Larry register. Javaker. This is no, when you get funny. Good.
No, I...
Jamie Kaler.
I loved doing I loved what we did in that movie and I loved how it came out, but you were fantastic. You were the heart and soul of that movie. You were the teacher of the year.
I was the teacher of the year.
Such
of,
a good actor.
The title. Yeah, thank you. Well, that was one of those things that we just really pulled out of our ass.
I mean it was shot on a shoestring and in a
but
couple
did,
of
was it, did it come out like when did her come out?
I think her was
after,
after that.
So,
yeah,
so I just
two, 3 years
freaking
after
out. Yeah, seeing you, the high waisted pants that you had to wear in her.
Oh my God, I saw her in the movie theater, and when you
because you played Scarlett Johansson's
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams' husband. That's it. That's
but
right.
But you showed up with the high waisted things, and the whole theater cracked up.
I know everybody had the high waisted things, but mine were up at my nipples.
Right,
they were
but they
so
were,
high.
It was such a visual thing that I'm sure was never written in the script to be a laugh out loud moment, but it was amazing.
Again, I don't think Spike ever writes really laugh out loud moments. I remember when I walked in with the wardrobe and my hair was like plastered across my forehead. And she just kind of looked at me and was like, okay. Yeah.
Is he a calm dude?
And he's so zen. But he's so like.
Is he zen because he's already done so much great shit that like.
Yeah, he's.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it said like, I'm already in the pantheon. I don't have to impress anybody.
Playing with house money now.
You know
what I
mean?
Plus, I know how to do everything. Like, he can literally do everything.
He can act.
He can shoot it. He can act. He can edit it. He's like, you know, doing it all on a MacBook and. Canon on set. It's crazy.
I'll say this about that
he
movie.
He's a smart guy.
I'll say this about that movie. That movie, and this is why I think movies are great. It kind of reminded me why movies are great. I could not stop thinking about that movie after I saw it. And I'm like, okay, it's really hard to do a movie about the future. Obviously, Idiocracy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite movies of all time. And the reason I bring it up is because I believe we're living in a world that's getting dumber, that this podcast totally. And so I think about it all the time about, wow, where are we heading towards this? Like, how is Trump becoming Terry Crews' character? You know what I mean? Like, we're moving towards that. But her made me think about that a ton.
Well, her, I feel like, was a precursor to, like, all the Black Mirror stuff, where you're like.
Very much so.
You know what I mean?
Very
like,
much so,
if
yeah.
Like, her could have been, like, the best expanded Black Mirror episode ever. Like, the one that, like, won every award and everything, because it really took it to the next level.
But even Black Mirror, it still feels very, like, kind of sci-fi to me, Black Mirror,
when
I watch it. I mean, it's not that I can't relate to it or I don't find the people to be people, but there was something about her that felt like this is really, they talk about movies being in the not too distant future. This really felt like it was in the not too distant future.
Slice
like
of life.
Pretty much. You know,
there's a last thing I'll say about it because we got to get into a story.
Sure.
Is there are countless times where I've been in New York and I watched people come up out of the subway just looking at their phones, texting, and I'm like, that's that movie.
Yeah.
That's what that movie predicted 4 years ago would happen, and it's happening.
That's what we've become.
That's what we've become.
You look at any street scene, and it's filled. Like,
people
it's
just looking
full
down their phone. No one's looking at anyone else. They're looking at their phone.
They're not interacting.
I'm doing it right now.
We'll talk about other projects that you have coming up because you constantly work, and rightly so. But let's jump into a story right
here
away.
Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
This is sent by Seth Kirk at MovieSeth26.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Seth. Solid ending to your name there as well.
Seth Kirk could also be someone's last name, like Dave Seth Kirk.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like that, you could combine
Daniel Seth Kirk.
Uh huh.
Could also be Captain Kirk's nephew.
Captain Kirk's nephew, Seth Kirk, or he could be a wide receiver from Texas A&M.
He's on the ship, and he's like, where is Seth? I had to bring him on this thing.
Seth's in the mailroom. Seth's on the Enterprise.
The Enterprise mailroom.
Get him out of the thing!
This is one of these stories in town that I'm going to tell you guys right now. It's kind of gross and off-putting, but no crime involved.
All right, okay,
it just is one of the dumb things that happen in our town.
A lot of dumb stuff happens.
No, a woman removed her belly button and gave it to her ex-boyfriend as a present.
Is that a Van Goghian? Removed her belly button.
There's no ring missing from that sentence.
Removed her belly button and gave it to her ex-boyfriend.
So she had an Audi. They're saying removed to cover up a very gross thing that she did. Right, like you don't just take off your belly button.
No,
you have to carve it out.
You gotta carve. You gotta spoon it out.
Cut that out. Spoon it out.
You need a melon baller. Where's a melon baller? I gotta get.
What do you need it for?
Do you know that I was trying?
We haven't bought honeydew in about a year. I don't know why he's going for the melon baller.
I was trying to explain my kids. You know, started to talk about Jordan. My youngest daughter was starting to talk about like Van Gogh and like we were talking about it as I was driving her to gymnastics, and she's like, "What did he do again?" It's like he cut off part of his ear and mailed it to his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He mailed it to Mike Tyson.
To me, I think what's amazing is back in that day that he, in that day and age where there isn't like a stamps.com, he got the correct postage.
Because how heavy is an ear?
You don't know. It's like, what do I put?
There's no weight for the ear. On
like the
scale.
Ear goes.
There's no
ear
weight.
It comes back to you because there wasn't enough. Yeah. And you're like, do I care about this the way I cared about it a week ago?
I put a 1 franc stamp on it.
Well, body modification fanatic, Paulina Casillas Landeros. From Mexico.
Sounds like a form of dance.
Underwent numerous surgeries, such as a back corset, which involves piercings on either side of the spine, and a split tongue. She later decided to remove her belly button as it is, quote, what makes us human.
What? I don't think that's what makes us human.
No longer wanted to be human. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Before she gave
the belly button doesn't seem to me to be the
part
soul.
That makes us human.
The most humanizing part of us. So here's a question I would ask Matt Lesher, just if I saw him today. How is the season of Narcos Mexico going right now? That's a question. This could be a story. Narcos Mexico. I would never ask him, how's your back corset going?
Right.
But this is like this. Does sound like a spoiler for the season.
Right? Oh, like, shit! You know, or what they do
El Chapo gives his belly button to his mistress. Yeah,
that's so sweet.
In that context, you're like, adorable,
gave
right?
a little El Chapo.
Yeah, he went out of his way.
Well, she removed hers before giving it as a present to her then-boyfriend, Daniel Ramirez, in 2015.
Do you wrap it? What do you do? What do you send it?
Is that something you can hang around your neck? Maybe?
Right, but I'm saying, do you put it in a tiny Tiffany's box?
I think you are
the boyfriend. Your response, even though you're horrified, try to sell her that you like it. Here, I got this. I brought this for you.
What is it? What is this?
Well, just open it.
Organic.
Open
it. Looks very pungent.
Yes.
Open it up
and take it myself.
I'm looking.
You can't get that anywhere.
Hold it.
There's only one place.
Okay, I'm taking it out.
Hold it.
It's round.
You can't return it.
Hard.
Mm-hmm. There's no Amazon. Do you like it?
Feels like.
Do you like it?
What does it look like?
Do you like it?
It kind of looks like your belly button.
Yeah,
oh my God!
Do you like it? Your voice got really high.
I love it.
I love it.
Love it.
Are you sure you love it? Because you're not like.
I'm going
really
to replace
jumping.
My belly button.
I
with
thought
this,
you were
going
to react a little differently.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big deal that I
you
did this for you, and he's not even standing up.
I just feel he didn't react
enough.
Well, following the removal 3 years ago, she says she ultimately regrets her decision, describing it as reckless and impulsive. Yeah.
But the back corset and the split tongue was okay?
You took the one thing that made you human, and you gave it away. Right.
Don't monkeys have
You're like Marcellus in Pulp Fiction. Yeah. That's what was in the briefcase, his belly button.
Oh, if that was true, I would love that.
The HR intern and tourism student, have you ever heard those words together?
HR.
She's an HR intern and tourism student.
You can study tourism.
I guess.
So tourism, super exciting. You travel around, you see the world. Right. HR, the opposite.
The opposite.
Human relations, the worst.
Hey, she's a person who likes extremes.
She's the one who has to book the conference room for the sexual harassment seminar that the company is having.
The HR intern and tourism student said, quote, "I have always had problems with my family. I was not very close with them at the time." Do you think this brought you guys
now it's making sense.
I've always had problems with my family.
She's literally removing her only connection to her mother.
I guess.
Right. She's cutting the final piece of the cord.
Taking it out.
Body modifications fascinated me. There's something very transcending about them. That doesn't even make sense to me. Quote, "I was very angry. I wanted to cut all unions from everything and everyone."
Uh-huh.
Just change your name.
Yeah.
Quote,
"This is the most Meisner thing anyone could ever."
"I wanted to dehumanize myself in a symbolic way. I wanted to do something controversial." You know what? That last part is all she needed to say.
Yeah.
Forget all the other
controversial
shit.
Controversial,
yeah. You just wanted to do something controversial.
Yeah. Otherwise, deactivate your Facebook account.
Thank you.
Exactly. I mean, that's it.
That's controversial.
Go buy a different name and move. You will then sever ties with everyone.
Go off carbs for a month.
Right. Wouldn't it be great if somebody was like, "Why'd you do
the
that?
Whole 30.
I wanted to do something controversial.
The whole 30.
Do the whole 30.
So we're calling you Cookie now? Is that what it is?
Cayenne pepper and go on a cleanse.
Jeez.
Quote, "I underwent an operation," which is in quotes, which means
it wasn't
not
really
an operation, done by a professional, not in quotes. That part should be
in
quotes.
Okay. Because no professional should sign off on that.
But he gave me
do everything from liposuction to belly button cut-ups.
But he gave me very bad advice on how to take care of the trauma so it got infected. If a guy or woman is willing to take your belly button off for fun, don't expect to get good advice from them on any level.
Well, you know where I go for all my surgeries? Mexico. That's where I go.
If you're already there.
Narcos, Mexico.
Quote, Narcos, Mexico. It's not a place.
It is. It is now.
It's a hospital show. It's basically a general hospital.
Narcos, Mexico.
Quote, "I was suffering. I spent days in bed as if I were quarantined. I couldn't stretch, push, stand up, or laugh." Really, when you think about it, taking your belly button off is the worst place to get an injury. You can't do anything.
Can't breathe.
Everything moves.
Can't stand up and laugh. Yeah. She can't laugh. And she seems like someone who laughed a lot.
She goes, I quote.
She laughed about her situation with her family.
Yeah. I love to laugh.
Yeah. I love.
Quote.
I mean, you take that away from me, and what do I have? Who am I?
No wonder she was. No wonder she wanted to.
It gradually healed.
I'm just a belly buttonless, morose person.
It gradually healed itself, but not 100%. Two words in this article. That's her quote. Then she said, "It will never close entirely."
Oh,
those are emotional and literal wounds.
Can she smoke out of it?
It's not a trach,
right? But
like,
maybe
she puts
some dip
in there.
Is
it a Super Bowl party trick with her now?
If you can eat out of it or smoke out of it, you're gonna end up in Ripley's Believe It or Not.
I thought he was talking about like chewing tobacco dip.
I did too. I almost
Kodiak. Throw some Skull Bandits in there. It'll feel real good.
She's
again.
No longer human. She's a spit cup.
She likes snuff now. Paulina said she knew she wanted to give the body art to Daniel as an ultimate token of love. By whose standards? First of all, even if they're just yours, you need to check by what someone else's standards
are. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been married for 14 years. I know that the thing that my wife is going to get me, I will probably return.
Yeah.
Once in a while, I don't. Sure. And that's pretty great. And no one's feelings are hurt or anything.
No.
Like,
you can't return a belly button.
Can't return a belly button.
I mean, you could. There's only one place you can take it
What do you get for that? Like, store credit? Yeah. Also, like, you're not going to get the full back.
What love language does this fall into?
Yeah. What?
A piece of yourself.
This is what I would tell my daughters. This is what I tell my kids.
When I think about you, I cut myself. Oh.
That's sad.
No, but this is what I would tell my wife. If anybody cuts off a body part and wants to give it to you, get out of that relationship.
Oh, I thought you were going
to
say they're the one.
Oh.
is there any acceptable body part? I mean, fingernail.
No.
Anything
fingernail.
That's like you think,
Matt,
well, maybe.
No.
By the way, Van Gogh, I'm going to go back to it, cut off his ear. And he is one of the best painters ever.
Those don't have to be related.
If you did Van Gogh... ear probably comes up first in the Google search. Like, it is one
I
of
can
the
find out for
it
you.
It is
right now.
One of the things.
You do it, Dan.
Van Gogh
right
E.
Now.
If you do Van Gogh E.
Ear, well, now you.
It's up there, is it not?
It goes.
Starry Night.
Ear is second to last.
Oh, okay. Mm. Anyway.
Filming Louis Vuitton is first. These are skewed. These probably because that's what I'm searching
all
for.
All I'm saying, Van Gogh, like, on a Louis Vuitton thing.
I guess.
No, but the point of it is
but
that,
it's
like,
in there.
We're still talking about that today.
Oh, yeah.
And he was one of the greatest artists of all time. So, like, that is
so she's always going to be belly button giver?
Always. Like, if you told, for real, if you told me that Kanye did this, I'd be like, yep. like this isn't some girl in Mexico. I was saying some girl in Mexico the whole time. The twist to the end of the article is that it was Kanye.
So I think what we've learned today is that Kanye West is a crazy girl in Mexico.
Yeah.
Lucky.
He's literally at that level.
She said, quote, "I was very much in love with my then boyfriend. He supported me through many difficult times, and he is one of the most influential people in my life." That's great.
You know what he's not going to support you through? This.
Yeah. Quote, "It was something I did in the spur of the moment." Don't ever do something like
should
this.
Should your boyfriend or girlfriend be influential?
We
spur of the moment amputations.
Yeah,
never
spur of the moment tattoos.
Yeah.
Spur of the moment tattoos
always
are bad.
We were young and stupid, but that's the way I felt.
Now you're looping him in it with you?
That's what I was going to say. I'm going to stop at the we. I didn't know you were going to give that. I did not ask for it. Yeah. All of a sudden, I'm a guy who just wants that. No.
And if you can't find a card to go
along
with it.
Daniel
Ramirez, but he's from northern Wisconsin.
Hey, I didn't want none of this from her. We met. I was, you know, I'm born and raised in Mexico. I love it down here in Jalisco. But this ain't what I want. You know,
I came down to Oaxaca about 25 years ago. I didn't ask for no belly button.
I didn't ask her for nothing.
I was buying some manchego cheese, and she rolls up, and all of a sudden, here I got a belly button in my goddamn arm.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers wants to send me one. That's okay.
It's all right.
But for Christ's sake.
I mean, I do love him. Him and I are young and dumb.
Look, hey, I'm part owner of the Packers, and I don't know why I suddenly have a belly button.
She says, quote, "I put it in a small bag along with a note saying I love you. It was very emotional."
A
small bag.
Yeah. And we're going to take a quick
break. I'm picturing like a, you know, a little Ziploc snack.
Yeah. Okay. Well, think about what type of bag it is.
I'm going to show you guys pictures.
Oh. These pictures will also be on our Facebook. All right. Stay with us. Yeah. Matt Lesher, Dumb People Town, Friday episode.
Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
Welcome back to the show. Our guest, let me just reset, Matt Lesher, is on the new season of Narcos Mexico on Netflix. Congratulations. You always work, and I'm just
and
so
deservedly happy. So.
I appreciate that. Thank you. It's a good show. It's a reset on the old show.
Yeah.
So new characters,
yeah,
new place.
It's its own series.
Yeah, it's its own
like
series.
Like when you go to turn it on and it says season one, episode one, you're like, whoa, I already watched season one. It's Narcos. No, this is Narcos Mexico.
Yeah. A few familiar faces pop up, but for the most part, it's all new people, and it's really, really good.
I love that. Amazing. I just love that. People love season one. It was a big hit
and
for
two.
Netflix. And two.
Of Narcos. And now we got Narcos. Was Mexican.
Yep, yeah, it's rad. All right, let's see this.
Okay, you guys ready? This is the after. All right, this is what it looked like. And I just realized.
Am I going to be afraid
together,
to see this?
No,
is this what I'm
going to
see before I die?
It looks like her belly button's out of focus. Okay. But what I just realized is the tattoo, which I did not realize before, which is perfect for someone who cut their goddamn belly button off. Oh. And also, it's true for every woman and man. It says, "My body, my choices."
My body, my choices.
Do you think that came after she was sick of talking about the belly button or before?
I think it's an after.
Is it after?
I think it's
she's
gotta
in
be
shape.
An after.
She's
it goes
shape.
With it.
Because
it
what else is it referring to if the belly button is there?
That's true. Well, I don't. Well,
I mean,
remember, she had needles in her back and a tongue,
right.
So she was making choices.
Is it weird, like when you know she's in this? She's in Mexico, but the tattoo's in English. Shouldn't that be in Spanish?
I don't know.
Mi cuerpo.
Did we say she was in Mexico? She is in Mexico, or is she Mexican?
She is Mexican.
She's Mexican. Okay. So yes. Why is she getting
I don't know. Why do all these white dudes walk around Chicago have Asian
Mi cuerpo, mis decisiones.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Good for you, Rand.
Well, that explains it. It was too long.
No, okay, now we're going to look at this is what she had taken off.
Around to her back darts.
This is what she had taken off. That navel. That fuzzy navel.
Oh, God.
And...
am I wrong that like, okay, so ready? Matt, on an earlier episode, there's a bar up in Halifax where
Yukon,
with the Yukon, where there's a petrified toe
that they put in a drink,
and you drink the drink and kiss the toe. That is sort of like a thing that people do. I know it's disgusting.
But we would all do it.
Should this belly button, shouldn't it exist somewhere at a bar?
Dan, I would not do it.
You wouldn't kiss the toe?
When I was 23, maybe I would have done it.
You
would you kiss
the
toe?
Absolutely.
So absolutely. I would
imagine
never,
yourself
never.
End up in this bar. You're with your
I
friends.
I wouldn't do it, Dan.
Come on.
Absolutely.
We also did a story once, Matt, where a woman cut her labia off and made it into a necklace. I think that was the Tom Segura episode, yeah, but I'm not
sure. It was a bracelet,
sure.
But then if you rubbed it, it became a necklace. Sorry. Oh,
Jason? Okay, ready? Here's the after. This is what she handed Daniel. And as a Daniel, I could say I would look at this and go,
nope.
Ready?
Oh.
What? And why is there a star in it?
Wait,
did she try to decorate it?
It looks like...
she tried to decorate her belly button with a star.
It didn't keep well.
It's kind of...
I don't know what I expected it to
do. Yeah, you got to put it right into... What is that, formaldehyde, if you want it to keep well?
It looks like a coral.
It looks like the. That one French fry that gets down in the grease for like a while, and it comes up and it's like really brown, and you're like... Is that, can we eat that?
That cheese that goes off the edge of the grilled cheese and
right.
really
can we
really
eat that?
Up on yeah. the,
Are we allowed to eat that?
No.
The answer is no, probably you're not.
No.
You really shouldn't.
A fruit leather of some kind.
Quote, it is like a fruit leather.
She said about Daniel, he has kept it and will keep it forever because he knows the meaning behind it.
No.
What drawer in his house is this in? And when you get a new girlfriend, what are you going to be like? I'm not interested in her, but I got her belly button.
Yeah.
No, you got to give it
back. I got your belly button.
I got your belly button.
I literally have got it.
Where is it kept? We don't know where it's kept.
He doesn't say. I was going to get Daniel on the line. Paulina.
Junk drawer.
Says, I know that's
junk
what
drawer
I'm
scissors.
It's
right next
junk drawer
to a
scissors.
Sharpie
it's
without
right
a cap on it. And my old pocket knife. My uncle
junk
gave
drawer
me
in your
some
house.
Lotion. My house is nothing but
junk drawer.
It's just
any
drawer. You
could
drawer
have a Mexican girl's belly button. In
absolutely, 100%.
Hey, there's my SAG card from 2003,
and her belly button.
Paulina says that her relationship with her family has now improved.
Whoa.
Good for her. Well, I do regret it. I do regret it when I put myself in my mom's position. It must have been devastating for her. She was so sad, she said. Quote, I can't imagine how it must feel your own child wanting to break all their connection to you. You just cut your goddamn belly button off.
That was
you didn't like run away.
I wouldn't be sad. I'd be afraid. If my kid did that, I'd be like, I would want him tested.
What did I do? A belly button closes and a door opens.
If I could go... That's the pillow this town needs. If I could go back in time, I wouldn't do it again. It was impulsive, reckless, and I hurt a lot of people. She really is putting a lot of weight onto this belly button. It's not that big of a deal.
Like, I guarantee you, you're the only one who thinks about your mistake.
Yeah.
Even though I did it for the wrong reasons, it has now taught me I should think things through before acting, and it's a nice reminder that characterizes me. I'm glad this helped you learn about thought process, but
this was the reminder you needed to think.
It was.
It wasn't something
like if you made your hair blue for like a month and everyone was like, that wasn't a great idea. Maybe I shouldn't be so impulsive. That's how you do it.
Agreed.
That you don't cut your belly button out.
I'm going to ask you guys this, though. Uh-huh. How old is Paulina Casillas Landeros?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age.
I was just about to ask.
We saw her stomach.
This is a game we play called Guess the Age, Matt. You can go first. You are a guest. You can go first. You can go Tig, which is second. Or you can go
third. Do you know what belly button is in Spanish?
What?
It's like the perfect name for belly button. El ombligo.
Ombligo.
El ombligo.
It's a little circle.
Un poquito el ombligo.
Mi ombligo es su ombligo.
Mi novio.
Tome. Take it.
Do you want to go first? Tig or third? You choose. You're our guest. Where do
I'll
you
go first.
Go?
I'll go first.
Okay. How old do you think Paulina Casillas Landeros is?
This might be controversial.
I'd love to hear it.
I don't know, but it just feels right. I'm going to say 15.
Oh, wow.
15 years old.
This feels like an impulsive, youthful, beautifully Romeo and Juliet.
Romantic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Only more
Jason
passionate.
Jason or Randy?
Romeo or Cornelin. Okay, Lewis. Let me see. I'm with you on the youth. I do think she's older than 15. I'm going to say 20.
20 years old.
I think she's 24.
24.
24, I think
from
she's...
Randy Sklar.
Boy. Yep.
All right, Townies, get ready to give your answers. While you're thinking about it, do we have any plugs we want to give around? I think this is dropping right before our live Dumb People Town.
Does
at
it
drop
on this on the 10th?
I believe
okay,
so.
Okay, if this drops on the 10th, December 10th, we're doing a live version of this show at Largo.
100th episode of Dumb People Town.
Will Forte is our guest. Largo is one of the best venues to see any sort of comedy. I don't know if you've been to Largo.
I have,
Maddie.
Yeah. No, this sounds fun.
It's phenomenal. A big room. We want to fill it with as many townies as possible. Get your tickets. I'm sure there's still a few tickets left
should
tonight,
be.
But come out. And then if you're in San Francisco, we'll be at there at Sketchfest January 11th, which is the night before our birthday. 10:30 p.m. Cobb's Comedy Club. We're going to do a stand-up show earlier in that night with Dan. And I don't know where that's happening yet, but we'll let you guys know that. But definitely come to the Cobb show. It's going to be awesome. We want to sell that thing out.
Nice.
Let's hear it.
All right. And watch Narcos.
Narcos, Mexico on Netflix. Netflix. What's your character?
Okay.
Jaime Kirkendall.
Oh, yeah.
Badass. Jaime Kirkendall. He's a real dude. He's a real dude.
Is he really? Did you meet him?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, he lives in Laredo, Texas.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, old school.
Have you been to Laredo? Did you?
I went and saw him down there for 2 days. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
What's that? Can I just ask real quickly? Do you feel more of an obligation to play him right? Or did he give you, not right, but down to the T of who he is? Or did he give you license to be like, play the essence of what I was trying to do and you do you?
He actually never said a word about it. He was really cool that way. You know, he just really, the stories about Kike Camarena, who was the DEA agent who was tortured
spoiler
and
alert,
killed in the
alert,
mid-80s.
Yeah.
And it's really the thing that kicked off the war on drugs. He was his good friend and colleague, and he wanted his story told right. So
does he love Narcos just as a show, or is what's his attitude towards it?
I mean, it's probably bittersweet.
Yeah, that's exactly
into,
right.
Like, horrible memories.
Yeah, he's got so many bad memories from that time that, like, I doubt he's watching our version of it very much. But
still lives
he
in
knew
Laredo.
It was a vehicle to what's
still lives in Laredo.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's a Texas
that's crazy.
Kid. Yeah.
And right across the border from Laredo, Juarez? Is that Juarez?
No, that's in El Paso. No,
that's El Paso. Yeah.
No, but Laredo is like right there on the border.
Yeah, it's on the border. Nuevo Laredo. Is
Nuevo
like
Laredo.
Yeah,
got
exactly.
it. Got
yeah.
it. We had a friend that grew up there and used to like go, Eric Friedman, our buddy, his wife, Katya, like we used to like when they were teenagers would think about this, knowing what you know kind of about that area, as a teenage girl. Someone who maybe would cut her belly button off, I don't know, but like for a boyfriend,
we'll find out.
Would like go with her friends and cross over into the Mexican side and just go out. You
well, you know, I lived in the Detroit area. We used to go over to
Windsor
all the time. So it's really
same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you drew on that a lot.
Yeah. it was rough. I don't want to get into that. Talk about bad memories.
I know. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yes.
All right, Tony's, get your answers right now because Paulina Casillas Landeros is 23 years old.
Oh, I said 24.
Wow. Way to go.
Man, there you go. I kind of knew her. She was like, she's on the edge of being able to do that.
That was. Right.
She was 20 when she did it then. It was 3 years ago.
Right. So it was 3 years ago.
So I was right.
Yeah. So you were right when she did it.
Right. I was right about the inflection point.
I think either a 20-year-old does this or like a crazy Kathy Bates, misery, 54-year-old woman does it.
Either way.
Right?
Either way.
It's kind of in that
crazy.
In that pocket.
That's a story, gents.
That is a great episode. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Come see us at Largo. Then come see us in San Francisco. Watch Narcos Mexico. Follow Daniel Van Kirk. Check his website.
Daniel Van Kirk.
And his website, DanielVanKirk.com.
Yes,
see
sir.
When he's coming to a town near you. And same with us. We got lots of great shows. Supersklars.com. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dum, 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 dum. Dum, 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 stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.